Welcome into Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton.
And I'm Dr. Zach Clinton, and together we are your co-hosts. On behalf of us both, thank you so much for listening.
Hey, if you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help AACC equip the church and provide Christian mental health care to those in need, visit our foundation at aaccfoundation.org. That's aaccfoundation.org to donate. We'd love for you to become a part of our family. We're on a mission to help strengthen your mental health and relationships with God and those you love the most. Help us as we work to strengthen, again, families and bring a message of help, hope, and encouragement to today's generations.
Your gift ensures this program and your station remain on the air. And on today's show, my dad, Dr. Tim Clinton, will be joined by a great guest. So let's go ahead and get started.
Joining me today is a wonderful Christian encourager and friend, Dennis Swanberg. Dennis is an ordained pastor, author, and one of America's most beloved comedians. He's written numerous books for men, married couples, anyone who needs a boost of encouragement as they navigate the Christian life. Today, he's here to share about his new book, It's Up to You, Pass It On. Dennis likes to say, it's our time. Find the secret to use your spiritual gifts, your time, your influence, your faithfulness to impact the next generation. Dennis, what a delight to have you. Thank you for joining me. It's always a pleasure to have you on the broadcast. I look forward to seeing you a couple of months at the AACC World Conference. Hey, you've been out on the road ministering. I heard you just got back from an Alaskan cruise. Did you and Laura Lee have a great time?
Yeah, went out. We even took a boat out there and got in the midst of a bunch of whales. And, you know, everybody on the boat's going, whale, whale, there's a whale. I'm going, calm down, ma'am, you know. But it was great, man. They were coming up and blowing and doing all that. I was with Landon
Bean.
It's
majestic up there.
Yeah, I was with Landon Bean and In Touch Ministries. We had about 800 saints out there on the boat, and so they were gospel singers or singing, you know, looking for a city, and I'm coming in between them trying to keep everybody happy and on board. And
nice.
Of course, when
nice.
When I preach, you know, the way I communicate afterwards, that little lady comes up and goes, I enjoyed your thing. And or I'll have that older guy come up, I appreciate your presentation. I said, well, I don't really call it preaching either, but you know, I'm a communicator. Well, it was good. It was good. You know, so
we had a wonderful time. Laura Lee go with you?
Laurie went with me, my honey love, my sugar babe, my woman. And she's gone through transition, Tim. She was a brunette for years. You know, about every 3 weeks, God would do a miracle on her hair. And during the COVID, there was a little white rose of cotton.
Uh-oh.
But
okay.
She's let it go natural, so it's white like mine. You know, some people on the ship are going, is that your wife? Yeah, same one. Same one. When we went through security, you know, when they do her face, her old picture pops up and they go, And she goes, it's me. So
Dennis,
you're going to get us in trouble.
You keep going down that road.
I love her. I tell her, honey, you look good. You look good.
Dennis, we can't wait to have you at our world conference coming up in September.
Oh, man, I am ready.
It's going to be a special event. We're sold out. It's going to be absolutely.
Are you sold out already?
God's doing something special through this whole area of mental health. You know that. And people are, I think they're deciding to take that verse out of 2 Corinthians 1, 3, and 4 seriously, that God has no greater plan than to use people like you and me to step into the lives of other people to be encouragers. How about that?
It's exactly. And this is a time, you know, for counselors. I love being with all those counselors. Of course, when I get up there and do my thing, the counselors are all looking at me going, if I had 30 minutes with him, I feel I could help him. I could help him. And the men counselors are going, he seems to be free. I'd like to be free. But, you know, they're gifted. Those counselors are so gifted and we need them. We need them. And I want to tell them, you cannot lay down on the job. You've got to use your gifts to help and encourage folks. And, you know, it's time for people to forgive good, feel good, eat good, and run the race good. And that's what at the World Conference, I mean, it's, you know, when I'm out there at the different booths and all the many folks, man, they're no telling, Tim, how many people and lives are touched, families, but we'll know in heaven when Jesus calls on Paul Harvey and Paul Harvey says, and now the rest of the story, page two. And will that be awesome, Tim? that'll be one aspect of heaven. Everybody be going, hey, you know what? This person helped me. What was the key? Well, we're going to go back here. World Conference, okay? Back here, you know, American Association of Christian Counselors event that I did here, you know, video here, watching this, watching Swanberg on a Zoom. It'll blow our mind.
You know, Dennis, you've been coming for a lot of years, joining us, and what you leave in the hearts of people is a spirit of joy that, like you said, they come, they've poured out for so long, they're exhausted. This is kind of their watering hole, if you will, coming to get refreshed and encouraged. Dennis, I wanted to ask you before we jump in and talk about your new book, It's Up to You. You've been making people laugh forever. Dennis, what do? You ever make yourself laugh? I mean, you ever get alone and just...
You know, sometimes I'll
I can only imagine what it's like to be in that room on a cruise ship.
Yeah. Sometimes I come up with something and I go, you know, I didn't plan on sharing that. I went, ooh, hope I stayed in bounds. but I tell people if I go out of bounds, I get back real quick. And, you know, like when I do stuff for Dr. Dobson, all these many years, you know, I'd do my thing and I'd be watching him. And if he smiled, I went, oh, hallelujah. You know, and if Shirley smiled and laughed, I went, oh, Jesus, you're so good. And I cracked a funny. I didn't realize it. But yeah, sometimes I'll go back and watch old video clips or something. I went, oh, that's pretty funny right there. But, you know, that's about all of our gifts. Our gifts, we like what we do and God likes what we do. That sort of gives you a little measure of, hey, that's my gift. I enjoy it. He likes it. There's a channel there, all the many gifts. But, you know, laughter is important. Yesterday, I was preaching down in Austin, Texas, and we've had the floods down there in Central Texas and a lot of lives, you know, the camps and the children. I've spoken down there for that camp. And so it's very vivid to me. But there's a time for tears. We had a time in the service for tears, and we had an adequate time, but then we had even time for laughter. And it's amazing how God in the midst of life has a place for both. And your timing is important for each. But you know, yesterday we wept and yet we laughed and we smiled and we left praising the Lord. That's what the Christian can do. The world without Christ, I don't have any joy right now. But in Christ, we have a joy that's unspeakable, and it remains.
Dennis, your latest book, it's called It's Up to You, Pass It On. A little bit more of a serious tone in there. It's Swanberg-esque, of course. We can't get anything but that from you. But in the midst of it, Dennis, there's a sense of urgency. There's something going on here. We're not getting any younger. We all know that. But Dennis, in the midst of it, you've got a message, and I think you've written this uniquely, maybe for some people like you and me.
Yeah.
Who are, you know, the math is getting a little easier. Not very hard to see the numbers playing out here anymore. But Dennis, what's at the heart of it? What's it all about?
The heart of it is the first 67 pages. I want to fire you up. I want to say, hey, you know what? It's time for baby boomers and baby boomers beyond. If you're over 50, if you've gotten mail from AARP and it reminds you that you're supposed to be retired, you know, you get all them brochures and they're slick. They're good as a coffee coaster. But all of a sudden you realize that, you know, I'm getting a little bit older. But what I want the book to tell, the first 67 pages, I'm firing you up. We're an army. Let me tell you, at least baby boomers, we are an army. We've been down the road.
You're talking
things.
About a massive
We
group
need to
of
use
people.
Our gifts. Yeah, massive. A massive army. Listen, we start off as a little sprig, and then all of a sudden we're like a big old stalk of corn, big old green leaves. We're young. But when we get a little older, we think, well, is it all through? No, that's where now it's our time to blossom. It's our time to step up. We've been down the road. I may say, listen, we may be a little older, but you don't have to act older. Get a little movement in. Move quick. When no one's around, when I go to the hotel afterwards, I'm moving slow. But when I'm with people, and you know, like
don't let the old man in, Dennis.
Don't let the old guy in.
Don't let him in.
I love it. And feel good, eat good, forgive good, you know, race good. I wrote down a little thing. Legends have it, but legacies give it away.
Yeah, talk to us about that, Dennis. I've often
we got to give it away to the next, pass it on to your kids, this generation. Psalm 71, verse 17 through 18. David was getting a little older. He said he wasn't fighting any lions anymore, wasn't fighting any bears anymore, wasn't fighting Goliaths, but he was fighting a little bit of old age. But he said, Lord, do not forsake me until I can let this generation know about your power and your glory and all the generations to come. That's, you know, my boys, millennials, Lord, help me. I'm still paying every meal we go out, Tim. I'm still paying for it. Laurie puts her hand on my leg. Well, don't say nothing, because I want them to come home for Thanksgiving and Christmas. I said, they'll come. They want our money. But I love my millennials. I'm going to love them. I'm going to love all. And I'm going to love. We love our grandkids, don't we? Tim, I watch you on Facebook and stuff. Our grandkids. I love my grandkids, Andrew, James, and Maxine. I love them more than I love Chad and Dustin. I can't help it. And Laurie and I, we've redone our will, and we're hopping over Chad and Dusty.
Oh, my goodness.
And dropping it on AJ and Maxine. They named her Maxine. That's before my grandmother. What are they doing? What are these millennials doing? But we love them through Jesus.
We love them. Dense. You talk about
because they're our
inheritance.
Future. Huh? They're our future. Yeah.
When you look at your circle of influence in life, you begin to realize, okay, we have ministry impact. We get that. But that personal level stuff, Dennis, this is where the inheritance is something you leave for someone. A legacy is what you leave in them, Dennis. And understanding that you cannot not have influence is everything. You got to own your influence, especially at this level right now.
Because Revelation 14:13 said, blessed are they that die in the Lord. This is my paraphrase. Blessed are they that die in the Lord. Their works follow after them. Their legacies follow after them. They're radioactive and they continue on. I still talk about Floyd Leon, who passed away 13 years ago, but he impacted my life. You know, I remember one time when he and Dustin went out on the back porch, he was going to give Dustin the man talk. And they came in an hour and 30 minutes later, and I took Dusty aside. I said, hey, what did my dad tell you? He said, Dad, it's between me and Papa. Our grandkids remember what we say. Speak apples of gold. Have words that are fitly spoken. They will remember those things probably better than what their mom and dad tell them. They know what their mom and dad think, but they remember what Papa, BB, Mimi, I'm Papa, they remember what we say and do, especially those younger years from their youth. And so that's important. So I, in the book, first 67 pages, firing you up. Last part, I wrote all about the spiritual gifts. I didn't write it for my professors. I didn't write it for my theologians. I wrote it for you and me, for us. And we need to use our spiritual gifts. And we don't have to run things, but we need to be a part. And that's in the church, the church of Christ, the church of God, the universal church, and your local church. You know, Laurie and I, we go to church, and we're there with our grandkids and stuff. And here's the deal. If the Lord tarries, I'm ready to go right now. Beam me on up. I'm pooped. AJ grabbed my chin the other day and said, Papa, squishy. Squishy. I went, what? Good night.
I love it.
You know, I'm going, and then they're getting on, Papa, do your eyelids. You know, I'm going up here like that. I'll go, well, Papa, well, we got to use our spiritual gifts to bless those kids and teach them those gifts. We still write checks. So when we write out that tithe check, need to give it to AJ or Maxine, say, go put it in the box. You know, they don't pass the offering plate anymore, Tim. They go, put it in the box. That ain't right. God's going to get them. You go put it in the box for Papa. That's called your tithe. We got to pass giving on to them, encouragement
we do.
On them, preaching, teaching, all of
by
those.
By modeling. Dennis, what is it about aging, though? And let's go there for a moment. A lot of people begin to think that they don't matter anymore. Loneliness starts taking over. You know that? And by the way, as you age, you begin to realize that you're going through a season of what most people call a loss. constantly losing something, Dennis, you know that. And so what happens is it can get dark real quick, and you can get to a place where you don't think that what you're saying to your grandkids or your children, et cetera, matter much more, or they don't want to talk to you or whatever. Dennis, you can go there. You talk about, you know, everything from dieting to depression in the book, because that's part of coming through this thing. You've got to be ready for this. This is a fight at this level, Dennis. I remember years ago, Dr. Dobson, John Trent, and some others came on. Dennis, there was that saying, be there. And it was all about the only thing you really can take to heaven with you are your kids, your family.
Right. Yeah.
There's nothing else you can take with you, Dennis. All that really matters is there. So dial us in. Keep us going in this place, because this ministry of encouragement, Dennis, it brings us to a place where we need this joy, because it's our strength. It's our hope that somehow we're going to come out on the other side okay.
Yeah, it gets you up in the morning. And we're the ones to take back our families. We're the ones to take back this nation. You and me. I mean, you don't think you're important? I'm going to tell you, your vote counts, your life counts, your family counts. If you can't get up and go, they remember what you say. When I talk about, you know, don't quit, you know, give it away. There is a world of hurt out there, but you've been hurt before and you've made it through, and you can make it through again. And you need to pass that on to them. They need to, because if the Lord tarries, one day they're going to be 50, 60, 70, 80, 90. I was just with my mom yesterday. She came to church. She's not going to be 96. Pauline Bernadine had her little Alfred Dunner outfit on, looked good. And you know, out there listening to her son preach. Well, I told him, I said in the service, I said, listen, my mama, she does Bible study, you know, every week. David Jeremiah has a turning point experience every week. She has her Bible study group. She's a hugger. She's an encourager. She helps. She's hospitality. Listen, if you've got the ministry of helps, listen, you are important. You just go, well, that's not a real big deal. Yes, it is. And we can all do portions of these gifts. But, you know, when I watch a or hear about a ship, you know, that's got those jets on it and all those kind of things. You know, yeah, you have 12 pilots, but you have 1,800 other people on that battleship. And that plane don't take off if it's not for those other 1,800 people. We're all in this together. We got to step it up. And yeah, why I have all these surgeries? I had back surgery New Year's Eve. I had four screws from Home Depot and two rods from Lowe's and L2 and L4. You know why I did it? Because I'm going to keep going. You know, why did I get rotator cuff? Because I'm going to keep going. Why am I going to do this and that, prostate, blah, blah, blah? Because I'm going to go as long as I can go. And even when I can't go, if I'm on one day when I'm in that second stage of the assisted care living center and everybody's gathered around me and I got tubes up my nose and this and that, you know,
you're going to try to break out. It's what you're going to do.
They're going to look at me, and I'm hoping that I'll be able to look at them. And what I want to do for my boys is look at my boys and just smile, because I want them to know I'm good. I'm good. And with my little Laurie, I'm going to wink at her. and here I go. Oh, honey, you know,
till our last breath,
till we see him,
till the last breath. You bet. My daddy would say, "I'm gonna go down with my boots on, son." And that's that old school mentality.
Yeah,
it didn't mean that he didn't retire and that he didn't enjoy those years. But what he was saying was, if God gives me breath, I'm going to proclaim him. You know, that I'm going to live it. And you know what he told me, Dennis? Tim, I love to live. I love to live. And I love that. It's wired into my heart, into my mind. And he's the one who said, now listen, it's because of him, meaning because of God and that love in Christ. He said, Tim, listen to me. I'll see you again. And he said, if you'll serve him with your whole heart, I promise you, you'll be blessed, Tim. Stay faithful right there.
Hey, like John Trent said a long time ago in that book, your dad gave you the blessing. And folks, are you listening to me? Tim's dad just spoke to us. See how it works? He just spoke through Tim's mouth right now. That's the impact we want to have in Jesus Christ. And he's the one that allows it. I mean, he brings it, you know. Of course, on a lighter note, I told folks yesterday when I was preaching, I said, sometimes when I'm standing up here preaching on the stage, I hear my dad speak to me from heaven, from the balcony. And most of the time he says, I don't think I'd have told that one. And I've done that a few times, folks. And Tim's over there going, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Okay, time for us to have a song.
Hey, new book out. It's up to you. Pass it on. Dennis Swanberg. Dennis, people want to learn more about you, where you're speaking, what's going on, how they can watch you online, videos, anything like that.
Yeah. DennisSwanberg.com. And I'm on that YouTube. They got me everywhere, all kind of propaganda on there. But if it can help you laugh a little bit, also some of my messages to encourage you now that his day is drawing near. That's what I'm all about. That when I, on this book, I'm still reading. I've read it like 5 times because I've got to, the diet, I got to deal with diet. That's a battle. Depression. Yep. I have to battle that. And how to be the best for Jesus. You know, I battle that daily. I'm going to end with this, Tim. This is a reality. The world doesn't read the Bible. They read us. They read you and me. And our first introductory to our kids and grandkids and great-grandkids one day is they need to see the Word of God lived out in your life and my life and hear His Word, because the grass withers, the flower fades, but the Word of God lasts forever. That's what keeps us going. We are a people of the book, and it's fun living it out.
Dennis Swanberg, what a joy to have you again. His new book is called It's Up to You. Pass it on. Probably you or maybe someone you love could use a little laughter and a strong word of challenge and encouragement. I think that's what you're going to find in this new book. Hey, it's got a serious tone to it, but it's rich. It's just so rich. Dennis, hey, on behalf of Zach, our entire team here, Dennis, we love you. Going to continue to pray for you, Laura Lee, your family, and so much more. Can't wait to see you in September. Thank you for joining me.
At the World Conference.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help equip the church to provide Christian mental health care, visit aaccfoundation.org. Your donation ensures this program and your station stay on the air. On behalf of our co-hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, this is Jim Kress. We look forward to having you with us again next time. May God bless you.
This is Dr. Tim Clinton, president of the American Association of Christian Counselors, with your Mental Health Minute. Time magazine reported that families who regularly share meals together have kids who are less likely to smoke, drink, use drugs, get depressed, develop eating disorders, or even consider suicide. And here's the kicker. They're also more likely to do better in school, delay sexual activity, eat their vegetables, and hey, they might even know which fork to use. Now, this might surprise you, but the age group that benefits most? Teens. One national study found that those teens who ate with their families 3 times a week or less wished they had done so more often. That's because in the end, it's not about food, it's about time. It's about you, mom and dad, being present, sharing, shaping hearts. How often should you eat together? As much as possible. Why? Because the family that eats together stays together. This has been your Mental Health Minute. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton, president of the American Association of Christian Counselors and host of Life, Love, Faith, and Family. To learn more, go to aacc.net.
Asking for help is hard. Finding help shouldn't be. At Christian Care Connect, our mission is to connect those seeking help with a provider who offers the faith-based care they need. At CCC, we offer free mental health assessments for the user to help gauge their psychological and emotional well-being, as well as free self-help blog resources to help educate readers on topics such as depression, anxiety, and more. Christian Care Connect bridges the gap between those seeking help and the caregivers offering it, fostering connections rooted in clinical excellence. If you're looking for help, it's closer than you think. And if you're a provider who's ready to offer help, this site is for you too. Visit ChristianCareConnect.com to find the help you need or get listed as a provider. That's ChristianCareConnect.com.
Do people ever come to you asking for help, maybe hope? How about prayer? Do you ever wish you understood the issues better that people are wrestling with? Or how about how to use the Bible more effectively in caring for people?
If so, I'd love to get a copy of our Care and Counsel Bible in your hands, featuring 116 topics written by some of the world's best mental health and ministry experts. I think you'll love it. Topics like discouragement, abuse, depression, divorce, anxiety, abortion, and more. So you can learn more about these issues and how to use the Bible more effectively, how to share passages of Scripture with others, maybe even yourself, as you're sitting down over a cup of coffee. You know what I love most about this Bible is that it's so easy to use. You can find right up front an index with subjects, key passages of Scripture, personality profiles, and so much more to go to. So you can use the Bible more effectively in caring for other people. The Care and Counsel Bible right now is retailing for $85. We're going to make it available to you for just $49.99 plus shipping. I think you're going to love it. Hey, for more information about how you can get this Bible right now, go to careandcounsel.com. That's careandcounsel.com.